is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, first name Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, the date of birth, October 15, 1955, the date of evaluation, October 31, 2022, the chief complaint, dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea. The HPID patient is a 67-year-old female with history of dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea, which occurred in December period. She then had a subsequent episode in February of 2022 period. She had previously been diagnosed with angina in 2012, period. However, workup was unremarkable. She has had ongoing angina symptoms, period. She reports chest pain, which she described as sharp and tearing, T-E-A-R-I-N-G, period. The pain is associated with fast heart rate and pain in her head, period. Symptoms are relieved with nitroglycerin, period. She has had rare shortness of breath, but mainly on climbing stairs, period. She further reports fast heart rate even on lying down, period. Has medical history, one, ischemia, correction, ischemic CVA, 2011 and 2012, angina, next number, hypertension, next number, prediabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, osteoarthritis, next number, Sjogren's syndrome, next number, mitral valve prolapse. The past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications, Losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams one daily, simvastatin, 20 milligrams HS, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams sublingual PRN, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams take 2 daily, cetirizine, C-E-T-R-I-Z-I-N-E, 10 milligrams 1 daily, betamethasone, 1 application BID, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams daily, the allergies, penicillin results in rash, erythromycin, nausea and vomiting, Vicodin, nausea and vomiting, sumatriptan, dizziness, Agranox, headache, doxycycline, dizziness. The family history, mother had CHF and permanent pacemaker, brother died of CHF and diabetes. A second brother also died of CHF and diabetes. A sister has diabetes. The review of systems. Constitutional, she has had fatigue. H-E-E-N-T, she has sinus problems. She wears glasses, period. Neck, she has pain and decreased motion. Respiratory, she has cough with sputum. Cardiac aspirate, HPI. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and right-sided abdominal pain. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has multiple joint pains with stiffness, neurological, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Hematologic, she reports anemia and easy bruising. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/67, pulse 80, respiratory rate of 20, height 66 inches, weight 181 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiac exam significant for a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Neurologic exam significant for left hemiparesis. Of note, there is a well-heeled scar involving the left knee, period. The echocardiogram dated November 3, 2022. Normal global left ventricular contractility, left ventricular ejection fraction 76%. There is mild aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Mitral valve leaf lids are mildly thickened. There is mild mitral annular calcification present, period. Mild aortic valve sclerosis is noted to be present, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old female with history of ischemic CVA, hypertension, and multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include prediabetes, hypercholesterolemia. She reportedly had prior history of mitral valve prolapse. On the current exam, mitral valve prolapse is not seen. She is found to have mild AI with mild aortic valve sclerosis, mild mitral annular calcification, and trace mitral regurgitation, period. She is further noted to have trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. She has normal LV function without segmental wall motion abnormality, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable, period. Will follow up in 3 months, period. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.